Cool. Hey guys, it's Mitch here from Silver Tiger Media, and I'm here with Tim from Primitive to talk about their up and coming new EP. How you doing, Tim?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Yeah, good, man. It's been quite a while since we've caught up.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you know, in the times of needing to be home and not allowed to leave the house and whatnot, it can make for a fair amount of time between drinks. But
Oh,
I
exactly.
appreciate, yeah. But I appreciate your time.
Yeah, no, thanks for the chat. So you guys have got the new release with the Rats and the Snake, is it? Or with Snake and the Rats?
With the Rats and Snakes.
That's it. Oh, man.
Either way.
People are going to laugh at that now. and I had it written down too. So that's, good. You know, hey, that's coming out on Friday. You've now got, you know, it's 3 years since the last single release and 5 years since your first EP. How's it feel to actually have something coming out for people?
Yeah, relieved, I guess. It's been a bit of a long time coming for us. These songs have been sitting around for a little while now during the time of COVID, and we really wanted to make sure the songs were as good as they could be before we sort of hit the studio and before we were actually able to hit the studio. So, yeah, kind of the right time for us to do this. We didn't really want to release anything early and then kind of not be able to do anything to support it. So when you're a young band and you need every avenue at maximum sort of, you know, effort, firing at all cylinders, it was kind of hard to do so before then. So this is really, a good time for us. And I'm really excited to get some new songs out and be able to play them live and kind of get back to some sort of normality, which is exciting.
I can imagine. Well, I guess, you know, pre-COVID, you guys were pretty gig heavy. So, I mean, you know, focusing on the writing is probably a good way.
For sure. I mean, I know for me personally, it was like during the time, during isolations and things like that, I wasn't in the most creative space. And that's merely because of the fact that there wasn't really, I guess, anything to look forward to or know that there was something going to happen, you know, that light at the end of the tunnel. So
You're right.
No, go ahead. before I guess all that happened, we were really we were playing as much as we could. We did some international stuff, supported a lot of our heroes. So it was a good run, and then obviously, you know, the thing
who's
sort of happened and whatnot. Who's
in the international hero list?
We did a few dates in Japan before COVID, and then we, you know, we've done supported Max and Igor Cavalera. Psycroptic. We did. Who else have we done?
Oh, they're good guys.
Yeah, Flesh Guard Apocalypse in Adelaide as well.
Hell yes.
a lot of heavy hitters and a lot of people that we sort of look up to, and of course a lot of the people in the local scene as well that are setting the standard. So
yeah, of course. So who you're talking about the recording? Who did you guys record with?
So we recorded it, or we tracked it with Chris the Melko at Monolith Studio. So obviously the man to go to, especially in the Melbourne scene. And then we actually had Tom Cadden from Violent Sound mix it. So he's the guy who got all the tones and made it sort of what it is as an end result, but both instrumental parts in the creative and collaborative process, and making sure we're tracking it right and everything's there, and also making sure it sounds as best as possible. So pretty happy with that outcome. I think it's a nice blend of old school music with some sort of a bit more sort of like a new age twist in regards to production. So psyched for the blend.
The single sounds amazing. Well, I love the film clip. And the song itself just sounds, definitely got Chris's sound to it.
Thank you. Yeah. No, he's done a great job. He knows exactly sort of how we work, and he's really good with working with different people and making sure he gets the best out of them. So,
definitely.
Yeah, mate, killed it. Absolutely.
Unreal. So can you give any sort of highlights or some sort of, you know, sort of good sort of anecdotes of the recording process?
To be honest, it was a bit of a scattered process. So it's not so much like we could spend, or whether it be a week or 2 weeks on it consistently. So really it came down to, I think we tracked drums the day before, or I could be wrong, but we tracked drums maybe the day before a lockdown, and then when guitars started, we did it just before a lockdown.
Oh, wow.
Or it was about to start, then we got locked down, and then we had to do it, you know, sort of a few weeks later. And then we locked down again, and then we had to do vocals. So it wasn't a smooth process in regards to being able to do it for a few days, you know, in a row. But
yeah,
I'd say that we just, you know, in regards to our recording process, it's like we go into a rehearsal space and we write it all together, and we make sure it's as solid as possible as a live unit. We don't go in and record anything that we can't play. So, you know, vocals was a cool thing for me in this time around, because I got to sort of, you know, I had the time to experiment with a couple of different layering sort of options and different sort of melody vibes. So it's definitely a bit of a progression for me personally.
That's good. That's what you want.
Well,
for a second EP.
Exactly right. And I think we definitely have a bit more of a matured result from being able to, you know, experiment a bit and kind of know what we want coming into it. So,
It sounds like, you know, just from the single, you can sound, you guys, like, you can hear you guys have taken the time to sort of really nail that songwriting process. Like, you know, it's the, you know, there's a lot to it. So I'm keen to hear the rest of the EP. So also just on the single, the film clip, where was that filmed?
Well, first of all, thank you for the kind words of the, you know, about the single and the video and all that. I really appreciate what you're saying there, and it means a lot to us, because a lot of you know, whether you know, I know it's a genuine thing, so I appreciate you saying that. But where was the video? That was done at the Redwood Forest in Warburton.
That's
2 hours out of Melbourne. It's quite a tourist attraction area, so it was probably surprising for a lot of people coming to want some quiet in a forest and get in touch with nature. They had you know, a few idiots yelling and playing riffs and whatnot. So, but yeah, look, it was.
Did you have a few viewers watching or anything like that?
Yeah, there was definitely a wave, because we were there from six. I think we were there from like 6 a.m. till 4 p.m. or something like that. 5 p.m. So
it looks like you've got a night scene in there as well. So.
Yeah, well, to be honest, I think it's more of the fact that it was just kind of the flare making that effect. We were there so early in the morning before the sun got up. We did some flare shots and you know, being able to do it close in the Arvo. But that was a great experience for us. We were able to sort of really encapsulate what the art looks like of the cover, and obviously the title is a bit thematic with how the video looks. So it's kind of really, I really wanted to make an effort, maximum effort of making the visuals as cohesive as what the art looks like and what the music is. So
pretty much nailed that one, man. It's, you know, all coming together pretty well.
Thank you. Yeah. It's, you know, cause you don't want to, at least for me, I don't want to really, I don't want to half ass one thing and then put all your maximum effort in something else. So
no,
it's
I
like,
get that.
You know what I mean? You just got to make it as best as possible, basically.
Well, you guys have gone, you know, you've gone so, you know, well with the creative process that, you know, you've taken the time and the effort with there. You'd still want to put the same amount of effort in for this film clip, and it definitely shows.
Well, I mean, thank you. And it's definitely a modern world where, like, no one can really listen to a song without watching a video unless you're in a car and driving. So it's exactly. Like, what's that? Sorry,
as I said, exactly. Screens are everywhere.
Well, yeah, it's a visual world, and I'm the same. Like, if there's a new song, I kind of want to watch a video to go with it. So it's just the new age. I mean, not the new age. There's been videos out for ages, but it's kind of a lot more of a necessity when you're especially a young band and you're wanting to get out there, or a new band, I should say. We're not getting any younger, but so it's definitely important to make sure your visuals are just as good. But, you know, obviously making sure your music's the best.
Yeah. And look, you know, I think you guys are definitely well on your way. What's next for you guys? Like, the release is on Friday. Are you doing an EP launch, or is there a tour planned, or are we hitting the live scene again?
Yeah. So it's obviously, again, been a bit of time between drinks, between shows. So, we definitely have some plans for an EP launch. for later, or I should say early to mid-September. That'll yet to be, you know, announced and whatnot with from other parties and whatnot. So we definitely have some things lined up for September.
Oh, nice.
We might see an East Coast thing happen a little bit later in the year and early next year. So we've definitely got some things in the pipeline, just yet to sort of be confirmed. But, you know, we are everywhere where you'd expect a band to be. So your Facebooks, Instagrams and all that, there'll definitely be some dates and things on there.
Yeah, well, I'm keen to catch you guys live again. It's been years since we gigged.
Yeah, it's going to be weird, to be honest, because it's like it's one thing to practice in a room and make sure you sound as best as possible, but that adrenaline is just going to take over all of us, I think.
Definitely. You're going to have a whole bunch, a whole brand new set to show off.
Yeah, and we're probably going to play 20 BPM faster than we should. So
we'll see how that goes. Way.
Yeah.
Wicked. Well, that's pretty much it, man. Thank you very much for your time.
I appreciate your interest, man, and taking the time to getting our name out there. I very much appreciate it and hope to do it again soon. So thank you very much.
Cheers.